I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Thursday, the 18th of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And if we're looking to make some wagers, want to make a little bit of that cash, we know Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device if you want to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, well, look, you know, I've been contemplating what kind of tack do I want to take today? And I gotta be honest, I'm not even, maybe I'm disappointed, I'm not mad, I don't even know how upset I am. Maybe I'm being an adult. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I have matured. Maybe I have evolved as a sports fan. Maybe I'm just being an adult. Or maybe I'm being grateful that, you know, this run, first of all, it feels like the run is over. I don't need to choose what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Heat last night, of course. It feels like the run is over. And this run with Jimmy Butler, especially because you got to remember, when Jimmy first got here, it was like, okay, this is the first move. Now, what's the next move to get a star player? Because Jimmy's not a star. Well, that turned out to be bullshit. So this run, and we're talking 5 years, it's been a really good run. I mean, the only thing they haven't done is win a championship. They've fallen just short of a championship. This run, these last 5 years, and this year sucked, but these last 5 years, it feels, maybe the reason I'm not mad, I'm not even that upset, is because maybe there's an appreciation that I have for what this team has done, and also really coming off this past postseason last year. You know, I was explaining to my son yesterday, my younger son, Jordan, he's 12, and I'll get to that coming up. But I was explaining to him, they didn't win last year, and it was as much fun I've ever had as a sports fan watching the run the Heat made to the NBA Finals. And they didn't even win last year. And I could sit here and tell you that. So maybe I'm not angry right now because I feel a sense of appreciation for the good times, the good feelings that the team has given me these last 5 years with Jimmy Butler here. Maybe that's part of why I'm not so angry right now. I'm not sure exactly what the reason is, but it does feel like this thing is done. It feels like it's over. Now, the first thing I have to say is, so Shams Charania, I think it was early this morning, he put out a tweet. It is expected that Jimmy Butler is going to miss several weeks with an MCL sprain. All right, that's Shams Charania. That's what he expects. That's the expectation. Because I was listening to SiriusXM NBA Radio this morning, starting lineup, Brian Scalabrine, Frank Isola, those are my guys. I listen every morning. And they had Bernard Lee, Jimmy Butler's agent, on right after Shams sent out that tweet. And he says bullshit. He hasn't even seen a doctor yet. Matter of fact, we know at this point the MRI is scheduled this afternoon. So that, it's not even a report. Like, it's really disingenuous what Shams Charania is doing there, because that's the expectation. He hasn't even met with the doctors yet. The MRI is this afternoon. So I don't know what we're going to find out. If it shows an MCL sprain, then yeah, he's going to be out for at least a few weeks, which we all know we're not going to see him again this year then. But that's still what we're waiting for here. Forget about Shams putting out the tweet. The expectation is that Jimmy's going to miss a few weeks. We don't know that yet. It's what's likely going to happen, but we don't know that yet. And Jimmy's agent was pissed. He was out there talking about it on with Scal and Frank Isola, that it's bullshit that the NBA media does that. He hasn't even had an MRI yet. So that's, I guess, what the Heat fan is holding on to at this point. But it feels like this thing is over. So I'll get back to that in a second here. Here's what I want to start with. So I'm watching the game last night. And I didn't watch any of the second game, by the way. I mean, I don't think I was going to watch it anyway. I was on last night BetMGM Live with my friend Trista Crick. And I told him, like, don't even ask me about the second game. I don't even think I'm going to watch it. And certainly after the way the Heat game ended, there's no way I was watching it. Bulls won, so the Heat are facing the Bulls tomorrow. And it's a repeat of what, you know, took place last year here in Miami, fighting for the eighth seed. So I'm watching the game last night with both my sons. And they're both really into it. My younger one, really for the first time, he's 12. My younger one, really for the first time, is into it. You know, not that he didn't follow before, but he's invested now. Like, it matters to him. And they lose. He's distraught. He was like, you couldn't console him. He was on the verge of tears. His eyes were, my son Jordy's our NBA correspondent. Well, look, he's going to be going out to arenas and giving us reports that don't include Miami. It doesn't seem like it. He was beside himself. He was so sad. And so I sat in the bed with him last night because he went to his room to watch TV and go to sleep right after the game, you know, around 10 o'clock. And he's got tears in his eyes. Like, I just want it to be like last year. And I just want to experience that again. And I told him, I'm like, I said, first of all, this is what the playoffs are like. High highs, low lows. And you gotta try to keep an even keel. Like, what do I say to you guys when we get to the postseason and the Heat make these long runs and everybody's freaking out after loss? And I'm like, Butch the fuck up, all right? This shit is hard. You gotta calm down. You think it's easy to get to the finals? You think they're going to get there without it being hard times, Daddy? Without suffering some seriously gut-punching losses? Come on now. Butch up a little bit. So I said to him, there's high highs and low lows. You got to try and keep it even keel. It's a series. Now, we're not in a series right now. Last night was just one game. And tomorrow, of course, is just one game. So I'm trying to explain to him, you can't live and die with every single game like this. You're going to make yourself nutty. But I told him, you know, he wants that experience again that we had last year. And I tried to, you know, and what he means is he wants the Heat and the Panthers and the Heat and the Panthers. Remember, for 2 weeks straight in the e-conference finals and then the NBA finals, there's just every day you got Heat and Panthers. And it was so amazing because the Panthers couldn't lose and the Heat were performing incredible as well. And so I told him, like, buddy, what took place last year is never going to happen again. And it's not just that I had never seen it. In the 30-plus year history of both those teams, last year was the first time ever that they were both in the conference finals at the same time. Matter of fact, it was the first time ever that there was it the first, maybe second time, that they ever won a series in the same, that they each won a series in the same year. Let me think about it. When the Panthers beat the Capitals, that was 2022, and yeah, the Heat went to the Eastern Conference Finals that year. So that was the first time ever. That year, 2022, was the first time ever that the Heat and Panthers both won a playoff series the same season. Like, that's nuts. So last year was obviously the first time ever that they were both playing into the end of May and then into June at the same time. And then you got both of them with 8 seeds and they both take that Boston ass, and it was just unbelievable what we were seeing from Jimmy and from Chucky. And so I told him, what happened last year is never going to happen again. It was so outrageous. We had never seen it before. It had never happened before. And that's also why sports are so great, because the high that you felt from last, like I'm explaining this to him, the high that you felt from last year, that's what makes it so great. It's what makes sports the best and also what makes sports the worst. The way you're feeling right now is what makes it the worst, because you're sad and you're upset that their season is now on the brink and you want to feel the way that you did last year again, and the feeling, it could be fleeting and you want to get that feeling back. You're chasing that feeling and it's really hard to get it back. It's really hard to get back to that place. And so I'm trying to console him last night that, you know, last year was special, man. And what makes it special is that, yeah, it's probably never going to happen again. And if it does happen again, either one of the teams getting to the finals, like, it's so hard. It could be years again. Now, I got more faith in the Panthers, of course. I think the Panthers are primed and ready for another big-time Stanley Cup playoff run. But with the Heat, it feels like it's over. So, and you know, for the most part, I'm pretty tough about it where, you know, I'm not afraid of the Celtics, minus Jimmy Butler I am. I'm afraid of all these teams, minus Jimmy Butler. The Heat have always been the sum of their parts. And then when it gets down to crunch time, it's got to be our best guy, and that's Jimmy. And when you're a team that is not the most talented team like Miami, everything needs to go right for you. And I don't mean that you need to get some luck on the other side where guys need to be hurt, this, that, whatever. But You do need the good matchups, and you need your health. And right now, they don't have either. And that's what was on the line last night. Like I said, a playoff spot is not what was on the line last night. You can get a playoff spot tomorrow, too. Playoff spot was not what was on the line last night. A chance for a deep playoff run is what was on the line last night. And I'm not even going to say that they blew it. No Rozier. Butler gets hurt. He's not the same. Like, they're not good enough. They're not good enough if everything isn't set up for them. So mostly we're going to talk about the Heat today, of course. And like I said, I struggled with how I felt about last night's game and what kind of attitude I want to take on the show today. But I really think that's it. Like, I'm not mad. It's almost, you know, we're going into a fight. The news on Jimmy's not going to come out good today. And we're going into a gunfight, and all we have is a knife, you know? I mean, like, come on. I know I botched that phrase, but you get it. You get it. You understand what I'm saying. So it just feels like we don't have a chance. And this team, and we saw it last year, this is not a great team. They could beat great teams, even though they're not a great team. But they need to be firing on all cylinders. And losing Jimmy, forget not even having Rozier. Heck, they don't have Duncan Robinson either. Think about that. No Jimmy, potentially. No Duncan Robinson. And where's Terry Rozier? Like, how are they supposed to win playoff games? So, I'm not mad. I guess I'm disappointed. I think I'm mostly disappointed because I wanted to have a chance at last year again. I want to feel the way I did last year again. But, this year's never come to fruition. All right, it's Thursday. That means we're going to do some mailbag questions. I got some good questions from you guys. I think they're all Miami Heat related. Also, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, doesn't matter what day it is. Always a good day to treat yourself to a brand new ride. And you know I'm sending you to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru right now, you got the spring sales season. It's in full bloom. Incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. And right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, zero payments for 3 months, make zero security deposit. Plus, right now, you get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. Real easy to find North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see the building from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, Zaslow, I know they have incredible offers right now because it's the spring sales season, but I just want to get my car serviced. Well, you're in luck. You're going to be treated like royalty at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, and they service all makes and models. So, whatever car you're currently driving doesn't have to be Subaru. You could get serviced with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. So that game to me last night, I love that game. You guys know that about me. Like, Amber Wilson is texting me. She's on the air doing Amber and Ian. She's like, you love this game. I do love this game. I love the games that are being played in the mud. I love the lower scoring games. I love when every possession is hard, every possession is angst filled, and then when you get the outcome that you want, it feels that much better. I love when we're playing this nasty, grind it out type of game. That's playoff basketball, and the Heat do that very well. I mean, the Heat were so shorthanded last night because of Jimmy Butler, and they still were right there on the road with a chance to win the game. I love that kind of game. I will say, losing to that version of Joel Embiid, I mean, he looked terrible. I don't understand, like, is he not in shape? He was hardly moving around out there. They never gave him the ball in the post. He defensively, he was a non-factor. He wasn't blocking any shots around the paint. Nobody was afraid of him. Now, he did make the big plays in the fourth quarter. He had the offensive rebound, the three-point play. He had the huge pass from top of the circle, finding Kelly Oubre down low. I'm still looking for the foul. If anybody sees the foul there, you let me know. That was the three-point play. Hit the three-point at the top of the circle. Like, he still managed to make MVP-caliber plays. It's why he's so great. But losing to that version of Joel Embiid is so frustrating to me. And look, he's still going to put up the big numbers. Everybody knows that. But man, that's the version of Embiid you need to take advantage of. And it's the version of Embiid, if that's what he looks like starting this Saturday, it's the version of Embiid that the New York Knicks are going to take advantage of. But everything was going our way last night. They got off to the slow start, no big deal. And then we start to get going. You got Jimmy doing his thing. He's getting to the free throw line. And it's despite Tyler Hero missing. Tyler Hero throwing a brick after brick after brick after brick. Kevin Love's doing his thing, hitting the three-pointers. DeLon Wright, you always need somebody who's going to come in, an unheralded guy who's going to come in and hit a couple big shots. DeLon Wright was huge. Everything was going their way, getting the steals or getting the turnovers, and then Jimmy gets hurt. And even Eric Spoelstra, they put the camera on him, and you could see Spoelstra mouth. What the fuck was that? Like, what was Kelly Oubre doing there? It was, like, so unathletic and uncoordinated. He goes to the shot fake, and then he's flailing and kicking his legs? And he comes down kicking Jimmy Butler. What was that? So, Jimmy was into the game last night, too. You know, you got him on the mic'd up. How fired up was he on the pass he gave to Caleb Martin in the corner? He's barking orders out to everybody. You could see it. We're getting playoff Jimmy. This is the team from last postseason. We look like that team now. And granted, it was just for half, but we were going to get, like, all of us at halftime yesterday, we were all drinking that Kool-Aid. We were all feeling like, yep, this is that Heat team. And then the second half, like Jimmy said after the game, he was waiting for the adrenaline to kick in. That's why he wanted to stay in the game, and it never did. And he was not, I think he hit 1 3-pointer in the second half, right? He was virtually non-existent in the second half. And look, Tyler Hero, horrendous performance from Hero. I mean, obviously. Now, he made up for it a little bit, with the fourth quarter. I think he had 15 in the fourth quarter. He was really good in the fourth quarter. He was the only source of offense. He kept them in it. But that was a horrendous performance from Tyler Hero. Three awful quarters from, he was 9 for 27 last night. And that includes a big fourth quarter. What was it at one point? I think he was 4 for 20. Does that sound right? I think he was 4 for 20 at one point. 4 for 19. Three awful quarters does not make up for that fourth quarter that he had. He was terrible. And it was really difficult to watch. But that's what happens. Now, the first half, he's thrown up bricks. He's out there in the second half. Even though he can't hit a shot in the third quarter, they don't have Jimmy. They actually don't have Terry Rozier. Duncan Robinson clearly is not healthy enough to play yet. They need Hero to keep shooting. And I don't even know. I'm sure Bam's getting a ton of criticism. Bam's responsibility in that kind of series or in that kind of game is to pay most attention to Embiid and defensively. And he was very good on that side of the floor. I can't get on him for being, he was non-existent offensively. I can't necessarily get on him for that. But man, that performance from Hero, it killed them the first three quarters. And that's what happens because Jimmy is not involved late. Think about what you saw last night late in the game. Because Jimmy is not involved late. And by the way, let me rewind for a second. Believe it or not, I feel like the game changed. So the Heat are up by 11. 57-46 maybe. The Heat are up by 11 early in the third quarter. This is going to sound stupid, but the game changed in the third quarter when Caleb Martin, he missed those two free throws. A potential 13-point lead then became 8. Two free throws could have been up by 13. Instead, Nikola Batum gets a 3 on the other end. A potential 13-point lead becomes 8 and free chicken. And now the crowd is super into it because free chicken was preceded by the two missed free throws and then followed by a 3-pointer. We're within single digits. The game changed, believe it or not, with free chicken. It sounds stupid, but it's the truth. And of course, we're all going to remember now, that was the Nikola Batum game. I mean, just three after three after three. And my son's upset. Why do they keep leaving him open? They're in a zone. We want them to shoot threes. And they were terrible shooting threes in the first half. And then Nikola Batum. And a little bit of Buddy Hield, right? But Batum just quit. Was he 6 of 10 from three? I mean, come on. But because Jimmy wasn't involved late, right? There was no way the Heat were blowing that team out. Although, if Doc Rivers was still the coach of the Sixers, my friend Trista Crick, she said the same thing last night. If Doc Rivers was still coach of the Sixers, he'd blow them out. That, like, you never get the adjustments that Nurse made with Batum. You're never winning that game if Doc Rivers is still your coach. But because Jimmy wasn't involved late, you got the big Hawkes turnover. Remember, he got it poked away at half court, and then Embiid make the pass the other end. Kyle Lowry lays in. Boy, I mean, Kyle Lowry, he is the worst. It's so much fake hustle. It's so much flopping and flailing. It's so much complaint. And he stunk last. He sucks. But because Jimmy wasn't involved late, you got the Hawkes turnover late. You got the Hero turnover late at half court. We were a disaster in the half court offensively late. Not having Jimmy, we were cooked. Do I think Hero was fouled on that play? I think Hero was fouled, and he was pushed by Batum, and that's why he steps on the backcourt line. I also think Hawkes was fouled on the pass there from Kyle Lowry. Now, why is Hawkes picking up the ball right near half court where maybe you could end up stepping on the timeline there and you got a violation? I don't know. But that's the kind of stuff you get when Jimmy Butler is not handling the basketball late. It doesn't even matter, though, if you think Hero was fouled. Without Jimmy, or even Rozier, we were all having trouble bringing the basketball up the floor. Hawkes, Adebayo, Highsmith's bringing the ball up the floor. Heck, Highsmith had to bring up the ball up the floor late. He drove all the way to the basket and laid it in to make it a three-point game again with seconds remaining. But without Jimmy or even Rozier, we have Hawkes and Hero turnovers. You have Hero having his three blocked by Batum. We got no chance if Jimmy's hurt. And like I said yesterday, it's still not about making the playoffs. It's about giving yourself an opportunity for a deep playoff run. That's what was at stake last night. And now it's even worse because Jimmy is definitely going to be out. And who knows about Rozier? I mean, if Rozier plays well, yeah, I would expect them to win. But if Rozier is still out and no Jimmy, nah, they're going to lose tomorrow. And the worst part, if they win, it is impossible to get excited for the playoffs now. You are marching toward a slow death against the Celtics. And yeah, like you can't, Zazzle, I can't believe you're saying that. Here's the thing. Even if they get past Chicago tomorrow, you can't go into that series against Boston and say they have a chance without Jimmy. That doesn't make you a good fan. By blindly saying, oh no, we can beat him. It does not make you a good fan. It makes you a dummy. If the Heat win tomorrow and you have no Jimmy Butler going into the series with the Celtics, it does not make you a better fan than me if you're giving the Heat a chance. It makes you an idiot. They won that series last year against Milwaukee and Boston because Jimmy was amazing, especially against the Bucks. They can't do this if Jimmy Butler is out. I mean, if the Pelicans would have hung on and won the game a couple nights ago against the Lakers, and then they're facing the Nuggets in the first round, but no Zion. You can't be a legitimate fan. Like, you're not a better Pelicans fan because you think they still have a chance against the world champion Nuggets without Zion. It doesn't make you a good fan. It makes you an idiot. And if you think the Heat are going to beat the Celtics just because the Heat have beaten the Celtics in the past because they're the daddies, if you think they're going to beat them minus Jimmy, it doesn't make you a good fan. It makes you an idiot. And so it's impossible to get excited if they win tomorrow because you are marching toward what is likely going to be an embarrassment against the Celtics. I think it's impossible to get excited for the game tomorrow. Sucks. It's all really disappointing. And it feels like this era is coming to an end. Now, it doesn't mean I think they're going to get rid of Jimmy Butler, but it feels like this current group, this current core, it may be running its course. Now, they're not getting rid of Bam, nor should they. And I think there's going to be a lot of Heat fans who are rooting against him tomorrow, the same way you were rooting against him last year, because you wanted that 0.2% chance to get Wembanyama. That's not the same. You wanted that chance to get Wembanyama, and you wanted them to blow it up. You ended up looking stupid because we had one of the most enjoyable runs we've ever had as Heat fans. This is not the same this year. And it's not like Riley didn't try to get Jimmy help. They made a great trade for Rozier. And Rozier has been really good, and it hasn't worked out because he's hurt. It sucks. It feels like it's over. Tell you what's not over, though. All the great deals on your bed sheets when you go to sheetsgiggles.com. That's right. Sheets and giggles. That'll make you feel better. At the very least, it'll help you sleep better. When you go to sheetsgiggles.com, you get all your bed sheets. Whatever you're looking for. Blankets, pillowcases, fitted sheets. I sleep on the Sheets and Giggles comforter. It is so soft. We're talking the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. I sleep on a eucalyptus pillow. Oh, my head feels so good when I lay it down. If you're in need of a new mattress, what better time than now to get yourself a brand new eucalyptus mattress? Because if this is your first time going to sheetsgiggles.com, use promo code ZASLO, 20% off your first order. Mattresses are expensive, but when it's your first time going to sheetsgiggles.com, use promo code ZASLO, 20% off your first order. That's what we're talking about. It's the only place you're going to shop now for your bed sheets. You're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who sleep on Sheets and Giggles and never turn back. Sheetsgiggles.com, promo code ZASLO, sheetsgiggles.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
You know what actually makes me feel good right about now? So I woke up this morning, and I didn't realize this. I just remembered about an hour ago. Today's Thursday. Why is that important? Because tomorrow, April 19, new Pearl Jam album. That's right. I'm super excited. I will wake up tomorrow. I guess, I'll have to purchase it. You know, that's how it goes, right? Digitally, however that is. It's been a while since I bought a new... Do we call it CDs anymore? Since I bought a new album. That's right. So I'll purchase Pearl Jam's new album right when I wake up tomorrow. Although, I don't know. Do I stay up to midnight tonight? Probably release at midnight and download it there. Either way, I will be giving you guys a review tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun. New Pearl Jam album. Third single actually came out yesterday. Love it. It's called Wreckage. I think it's the first track off the new album. So 3 songs have been released. Wreckage, I love it. Dark Matter, I really like as well. It's also the name of the album. And the other song is called Runaway. I don't really care for it. But the album in total, for folks who have heard it, getting rave reviews. I'm very excited about it. So I'll have a review on that for you guys tomorrow. I know you can't wait. I'm very excited too. Everybody calm down. All right. You know what's worth getting excited about? When I'm telling you, if you go to bruntinsurance.com, you're going to get the most affordable and comprehensive coverage on your homeowner's insurance out there. That is worth it getting excited about. Homeowners insurance can be very expensive. You support the sponsors who support the show. And in this case, when you call Brunt Insurance at 954-589-2204, you're getting the most affordable coverage out there. I don't have to lay awake at night wondering, God forbid something happens to my home, how am I going to pay for it? No, I've been getting my homeowners insurance from Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. And that's because from Pensacola all the way down to the Keys, Brunt Insurance, they're going to deliver you that comprehensive insurance coverage that you're looking for. Yeah, that's right. They got offices all throughout the state of Florida. 954-589-2204. Wherever you're calling from, they know your area. When it comes to homeowners, renters, condo insurance, the options can make you dizzy. But don't worry. At Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making the confusing crystal clear. Fully licensed team at Brunt Insurance helps you every step of the way. If that's what you're looking for, 954-589-2204. Plus, if you're looking for affordable care that offers you the best coverage for your automobile, your motorcycle, your boat, you're making the right call. I switched my auto insurance with Brunt Insurance a couple of months ago. Their team has the expertise and the experience to find the perfect coverage for you. 954-589-2204. Bruntinsurance.com. 954-589-2204. All right, you guys know what time it is. It is Thursday. Let's get to some mailbag questions. I imagine we're going to be adding a ton of questions on the Heat. First up here, Jerry. Jerry says, Zaslow, given Jimmy's MCL sprain, we don't know that for sure yet, all right, can we eulogize the Heat season and move on already? I'm wondering if watching the last play-in game is worth it, and can we ask Cleveland to lend us Strus for one game, quote, that doesn't count? All right, I mean, it's obviously worth watching because you love the team, you support the team. But like I said, it's impossible to get excited for this game tomorrow night. I think we're pretty close to eulogizing the Heat season. I do. You can't get up for tomorrow's game. Because even if you win, you know what's waiting on the other side of the door. All right? And that is a losing ticket. Joe asks, Zaslow, in moments like these, I feel like being a sports fan is not worth the ups and downs. I know we've had some great moments as Heat fans, but is it really worth all the stress and disappointment at the end of the day? Joe, this is what I was explaining to my son last night, right? The ups and downs, is it worth it in sports? And I told him, this is why sports are the best, and it's also why sports are the worst. And you have to have some perspective. And I think in this case, you really have to have some perspective because if you're asking, Joe, is it worth all the stress and disappointment at the end of the day? Like I explained to my son yesterday, only one team wins in the end. That's it. One team. And the Heat have been that one team only three times. Three times in 36 years, they've been the one team. 3 out of 36, a terrible ratio, all right? But this team, especially over these last 5 years with Jimmy Butler, has given us great moments. So is it we haven't gotten the ultimate moment, but is it worth it? Yeah, I think it's worth it. Next question here is from Ron. Ron says, with playoff Jimmy out, who will step up? I think they're in a terrible spot. You know, you need Rozier. If Rozier can play, if he's ready to go, Rozier can absolutely be that guy who gets you 30 on most nights. He can be that guy. But I don't know if he's playing. And if he's not playing, the Heat offense is going to look rough. CBW says, Zaslow, better for the Heat to lose on Friday or win and get swept by Celtics? Well, it's always better to win, all right? I know if they lose, they go into the lottery. A 0.1% chance of getting a top pick. I don't care about that. That's not going to happen. But I want them to win tomorrow. If they lose tomorrow, let's put it this way. I want them to win tomorrow, but if they lose tomorrow, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Because you're marching toward a slow death, a death that's going to take four games against the Celtics, and it will be really ugly. Because they want to take their anger out on us anyway, even if we were healthy. If we were healthy, I would absolutely be picking the Heat to beat the Celtics. But like this, like I said, you're not a better fan than me if you think they could still beat the Celtics. It just makes you a dummy. Ronald says, Zaslow, should the Heat move on from Jimmy? No. But I do think that Damian Lillard is going to be back in play this offseason. I very much believe that. And they don't have to move on from Jimmy if they're healthy. Like, if Terry Rozier were out there and Jimmy didn't get hurt, this team has a chance. It's just awful luck. And Kelly Oubre just flailing his leg. Like, what the fuck are you doing? All right. Let's see. Julian says, Zaslow, what Heat player is currently on your shit list? Bam is on mine. I understand you being mad at Bam. We've been through this story for years now. But to me, in a game like last night, or even in a series like last night, Bam's number one responsibility needs to be on the defensive end. And he was great on that side of the floor last night. You can't ask him to do everything. That's where you need Jimmy, and you need Terry Rozier, and you need Tyler Hero not to have the worst three quarters you've ever seen from him. Mr. Giovanni says, Zaslow, should we just start rooting for the Orlando Magic? Why, Zaz? Why do they do this to us? And of course, he's referencing the Miami Heat. I don't take that tack, like, why do they do this to us? The Heat have given us such great moments these last 5 years with Jimmy. Like, I don't bemoan them. I'm not angry at them. It's terrible luck. So I'll root for the Magic. I mean, I'll root for the Magic against the Cavs. Like, they're a fun little story here, but, you know, what are we talking about? And finally, one more here. Terry says, Zaslow's not a question. Just looking for some commentary on Jimmy and how toast we are. Well, I think I've probably already given you that, you know, the first 30-plus minutes of the show today. Yeah, it feels like it's over. As far as this season, yeah, it feels like it's over. And in general, this core, this group, it kind of feels like it's over as well. I could see them making some big changes. They're not going to trade Bam. I don't see them trading Jimmy, but you got Rozier who you can move if you want. You got Hero who you can move if you want. You got draft picks. I don't think they want to go in the direction of moving Jokic or Jovic or Hakez, but there are moves they can make. And Caleb Martin, do they keep him? I don't think they do. Because remember, he's going to be paid this offseason. So I think we could be seeing the beginning of the end. Great job by you guys chiming in there with the mailbag questions. I appreciate you. So guys, by now, you know one of our big sponsors on my wrestling podcast, It's Still Real to Me, is huge pro wrestling fan, one of the founders and chairman of BRCW, Boca Raton Championship Wrestling, but most importantly, your trusted real estate broker. I'm talking about Matthew H. Mashler and Signature Real Estate Finder. That's right. If you're looking for your dream home in any part of beautiful South Florida, look no further than Matthew H. Mashler. He is your trusted real estate broker. You call him today, 561-208-3334. That's 561-208-3334. Matthew has been awarded the number one realtor title and has been nominated for Our World's Realtor of the Year. He's the guy that you go to when you're looking for your new home, no matter what part of Florida you're in. Hey, maybe right now you have a property, you're trying to sell it, you want to do it quickly, you want to make sure you get the best deal out there. Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334. Maybe you're already in the real estate business. If you're ready to take your real estate career to the next level, you can join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies, South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in the entire state of Florida, with offices all throughout the state. Boca, Delray, Coral Springs, Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, Orlando. The Signature team is where you want to be. So whether you're buying your dream home, you're selling a property, or you're just looking to join the best in the business, contact Matthew H. Mashler today, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big deal or not a big deal, you know how we do here. Always brought to us by where we get all of the big deals. You know I'm talking about Caneswear. That's right, Caneswear is the spot Miami sports fans shop. We all know they have the biggest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, but also an amazing selection of all your favorite South Florida pro teams. If you haven't been to Caneswear lately, they moved to a new location a few months ago, but still, it's that same plaza in Davie. Same great experience, even bigger selection. 2655 South University Drive, or go online right now, caneswear.com. No matter which team you root for in South Florida, Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami, hats, t-shirts, and more for all of your favorite local teams. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Let's get to big deal or not a big deal. All right, so big deal or not a big deal. Yesterday, Caitlin Clark, number one overall pick in the WNBA draft, she was introduced to the media. Well, Greg Doyle, longtime Indianapolis Star columnist. Also, I mean, look, you may remember him from down here when LeBron was with the Heat. Greg Doyle was the one who would routinely go after him in press conferences. He's got a reputation of being a dick. Well, yesterday at the press conference, he had a very strange exchange with Caitlin Clark.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is...
I mean, he's gotten a ton of backlash. I'm going big deal. He's gotten a ton of backlash, and he even did a follow-up tweet here. Today, in my uniquely oafish way, while welcoming Caitlin Clark to Indy, I formed my hands into her signature heart. My comment afterward was clumsy and awkward. I sincerely apologize. Please know my heart, literally and figuratively, was well-intentioned. I will do better. Yeah, this is a big deal, because it's just... Number one, he seems to be a weird dude. And number two, I'll tell you from my perspective, you know, you look at some of these girls who are coming out of the WNBA, they're going into league, it's like, you know, there'll be the temptation where to say, wow, she's really good looking, beautiful girl, that whole deal. And then I remind myself, I'm like, yeah, I'm twice her age, I'm 43 years old, it's not that cool, like, it comes off creepy, not cool, if I'm going to say things like that. And Greg Doyle, I'm fairly certain, is older than me. He's probably around 50 years old. So a 50-year-old guy telling Caitlin Clark, who's 22 years old, to make heart symbols at him, and they're going to get along just fine. It's so creepy. You have a little bit of self-awareness. So I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So a couple days ago, Kendrick Perkins, he said what all of us know, which is that Barkley and Shaq, they don't watch NBA games. This is true. They definitely don't watch the games. Well, Barkley and Shaq last night did not take too kindly to that.
I watched that game.
He had like three dunks. No, in the same game.
I did.
You watched that game.
The Knicks sure game did. And this game, he had three dunks that probably will live forever.
We don't watch the Knicks game, Chuck, but I watched that game.
Shaq, you out here killing roaches, aren't you?
Oh, you know it.
I ain't gonna even get no love, 5 points a game gonna call me out.
I'm going not a big deal. I mean, out there stepping on cockroaches, I guess that means, like, he doesn't get off the ground. He didn't get off the ground, and, you know, when he played, he couldn't jump. Barkley and Shaq, they're above it. They don't need to respond to everything. But Kendrick Perkins is right. Everybody knows. They definitely do not watch games. All right, big deal or not a big deal. So this is from this morning, actually, on GetUp. Tim Legler, ESPN NBA analyst. Here he is as far as the Knicks' chances going up against the Sixers now.
Well, I'll sum up how nasty it was. I'm talking directly to the city officials in Philadelphia, maybe even the governor in the state of Pennsylvania right now. The statue of Nicholas Batum should be erected. That statue should be up by the time they play their first home game against the Knicks, okay, by game three. Because, listen, here's why. Without Nicholas Batum last night, their season lasts four more games. Four more games. At most, they might lose against the winner of the 9-10. If they win that game, they're getting swept by the Celtics the way Joel Embiid looks right now. So if I'm the Knicks, I'm watching that. I am licking my chops for all the reasons they both said.
Yeah, I'm going big deal because I think Legler's right. I, you know, if Embiid is that guy that we saw yesterday, and I don't understand. He looked like he was in horrible shape. He still made himself a factor, especially in the fourth quarter. But that version of Joel Embiid, they're not being the Knicks. So I'm going to go big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, Damian Woody, former NFL lineman, ESPN NFL analyst, he was in studio on Unsportsmanlike with my pal Evan Cohen every morning, 6-10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN. Those are my colleagues. And Damian Woody here, there was the report yesterday that Bill Belichick, he wasn't even in the Falcons' top three as far as coaching candidates. Damian Woody went off on that.
Well, Arthur Blank wants a family atmosphere. He wants it. He likes. Can we stop right there, please? Can we stop
right there.
Thank you.
What the hell is a family environment? I thought it was about winning. Everything's about winning. It's about winning championships. Everything comes with winning. I get so sick of this whole, you know, we want to collaborate, you know, collaborate. What the hell does that even mean? Like, we're trying to win championships. You're talking about, like, a football savant, a football genius. And he's not even, like, I guess this, like, panel of people down in Atlanta, your Arthur Blank's confidants that, you know, help him make a decision. And Bill's not even, like, in your top three. I can't even take you seriously. You're talking about the greatest coach in NFL history. And he's not even in your top three, all because we want to be collaborative.
I'm going not a big deal. Why do the Falcons, or any team for that matter, have to hire Bill Belichick? It's not like they were the only ones who didn't hire Bill Belichick. And here's the thing. Okay, he's a football genius. He's the only coach who can win games. Like, why can't Raheem Morris win games? Why can't Raheem Morris win games, be a coach who is going to set you up long-term for the future because he's young, and also foster a good working environment, a good working atmosphere? Belichick's the only guy who, if there's a job open, is the only guy that can lead Team X to winning games? I don't know. I feel like, you know, just because Belichick was great, he wasn't that great the last few years. Matter of fact, all the draft analyst stuff that he's going to be doing with the Pat McAfee show, Belichick was terrible in the draft. I have no interest in watching or listening to Bill Belichick, A, talk about the NFL draft, and B, on my television analyzing football. He spent decades being an asshole in front of the media, and now he wants to be part of the media, and I'm supposed to care what he says? I'm sorry, I don't. This is not a big deal. The Falcons made the right move, and so did every other team who would have even considered Belichick. They made the right move passing on him. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals on our favorite sports teams' apparel. That's right, Caneswear, items for men, women, even your pets. That's right. Go online right now, check the entire inventory, caneswear.com, or visit them at 2655 South University Drive. Caneswear is the spot Miami sports fans shop. Yes. All right. Well, we got nothing tonight. No NBA tonight. You got the elimination play-in games tomorrow for the 8th seed East and West. No Panthers tonight. They begin their series Saturday, looks like 5 p.m., against Tampa Bay in Sunrise. Can't wait. That's going to be awesome. No pro wrestling tonight. Maybe catch up on AEW Dynamite from last night. I don't know. We'll see what I got going on. Maybe we just spend some time with the family. We catch up. We reconnect. I don't know. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everybody behind the scenes who always helps put together such a great show. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.